Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks. I know this is supposed to be off the handle situation, but I decided to, I won't be long. As you people notice, that we got the 45th president, Donald J. Trump, who is now the 45th president of the United States of America. A number of you are elated. Others are not so happy. Some of y'all are baffled. Some of y'all are confused. And why Donald J. Trump managed to pull this off. But I understood. And again, I won't be long. I understood why people like Donald J. Trump managed to win. I see why that Donald J. Trump managed to overcome. This was not a mistake. Not at all. This was not a mistake at all. This was actually prophetic that Mr. Trump managed to become the 45th president of the United States of America. So it's a little shocker, but it wasn't no surprise. The country has sunk themselves into. Your friend Hillary Clinton didn't get the job. People say, well, they don't want no woman as president. I beg to differ. I do believe that this country is ready for a female president. It's not her. Some say, why Donald Trump? He's a whoremonger, sexually harass women. He's a racist. He hates blacks. Wants to deport immigrants back to their homeland, as y'all say. He discriminated against blacks. He didn't want them to have houses or nothing. That's fair. Let's see, they'll say, what about Hillary Clinton? Oh, she done a great job. What has she done? What has Hillary Clinton done as a career politician? What has she done? People? Ask me that. What has she done as a career politician for over 30 years? What has she done? Name something significant that really helped people in the long term. Oh, the crime bill? They all same crime bill in which her and her husband concocted to disproportionately lock up black and Latino men by large numbers. Same one that considers black men super oppressed. The same one, while in Arkansas, had numerous questionable ties with criminal organizations. Same one who may possibly have signed a black stepson who she has denied. from her husband, of course. The same one that allowed her husband to continue to rape and harass women by the droves. That's on record. The same one who was caught in corruption, pay for play, taking money from the Saudis, trading favors for access. Involved in the Benghazi scandal in which caused the death of 4 Americans. The same one behind the collapse of Libya. The same one who had President Muammar Gaddafi, the man of Africa, assassinated on camera. The same one who's been involved in numerous levels of corruption. And you people ignored all that, but you're going to focus all on Donald Trump's indiscretions. Righteously so. But when it came to Hillary Clinton, y'all said, well, there was really nothing that was there. The reason why you said there was nothing there, because your mind is already corrupt. Gain access to top secret classified information that can put the America's national security at risk. The same Clinton Foundation in 2009, that snatched up and kidnapped Haitian children left and right after the earthquake and selling them to child sex trafficking by the Clinton Foundation. And James Comey was on the Clinton Foundation board. Therefore, he could not compromise himself. That's why he dropped the case. So, for those who say that there was nothing there, even though child sex trafficking was involved in the Clinton Foundation in 2009-2010, when those Haitian children during the earthquake were being snatched up left and right, in which a few of y'all went to prison in Santo Domingo or the Dominican Republic. You continue to ignore the corruption, the collusion, criminal behavior of Hillary Clinton. Don't get me wrong, Donald Trump is a demon. But at least people acknowledge Donald Trump's problems, Donald Trump's corruption, his business deals. I'm not here to speak highly of Donald Trump. I'm only merely telling you the reason why you got Donald Trump. You got him for a reason. You got him for a reason because you deserve him. Don't act like you're innocent. You cry, oh, Lord, oh, and y'all got images of Lady Liberty weeping. Let me tell you something. Lady Liberty ain't nothing but a tranny named Mithra the Sun God. So why the hell you worshiping the damn tranny? Why the hell are you worshiping the damn tranny? This is the denigrancy that this country has become. Down to worshiping a tranny named Lady Liberty, whose Mithra, the sun god, you worship that demon statue. That's why you got him. That's why you got Donald Trump. God put Donald Trump in there to punish your asses. Huh? You think God's going to sit there and allow y'all to keep doing this, LGBT? Yeah, making love in the street. Yeah, eating each other out of the street. Yeah, sucking each other off in the street. You think God's going to sit there and say, okay, that's okay? No. when you put Donald Trump in there to punish y'all. Y'all thought y'all going to have an easy street with Hillary. Oh, Hillary's going to protect us. Protect you from what, LGBT? Protect you for what? Nobody doesn't know you gay or lesbian, bisexual, transgender unless you confirm it to the world and show your pride. You're not born a sexual orientation. You are born your race. You are born black. You are born white. You are born Mexican, Chinese, Japanese, but you're not born a sexual orientation. You choose sexual orientation because you choose to hide it. You can't hide race. You can't hide skin color. You can't hide features. You can't hide DNA. One thing you can't do, you cannot hide your race. People will automatically see you by your race. Can't hide that. Can't disguise that. Can't change it. You can change your gender. You can change your sexual orientation. That you can do. And you think for 1 minute God is going to give y'all any blessings, any glory, any love, and then y'all talking about on y'all knees, you LGBT people up there on your knees praying to God, God bless us, God bless us, God has damned you officially, and he gave you Donald Trump just to let you know. So I'm not surprised. You get what you deserve. Every last one of you, especially the Negroes, y'all deserve it more than these white folks that's in the LGBT. You already know that stuff is an abomination, but you still run with it. Slut Walks 2016 got our women looking like an embarrassment, an abomination to the world, being paraded on like a bunch of pieces of meat, of disgrace to our people. Parading around half naked in the middle of the damn street, letting every sicko touch you and expose you. The way this y'all live is why Donald Trump is in. You want to call him a whoremonger, a womanizer, a creep? Look at yourselves. Look yourselves in the mirror. Look at you. Look how you dress. Look how you act. Look how you talk to each other. Look how you interact with other people. That's why you got five children by five different men. You can't keep your damn legs closed. But you want to talk about, oh, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is there because God put him there. God didn't make no mistake. You keep praying to that damn training myth of the sun god, Lady Liberty, as you call it all you want. That transvestite ain't going to help you not one bit. And look at you, man. You have become the lowest form of creatures on the planet. You are an embarrassment to your ancestors. You are a disgrace to your people. Look how you are all effeminate in dresses, tiny pants, purse sacks, skinny jeans, filled with hepatitis A, B, C, and D. AIDS, gonorrhea, snow crab, the clap you feel me. You call yourselves men. You parading around wearing woman's attire, wearing woman's makeup, calling it guyliner, cover boy. What kind of nonsense is that? And y'all sit by and let it happen. You didn't say nothing. You didn't say nothing. When you had an opportunity to say something, but you know you was afraid. You was afraid that your peers would turn against you. You didn't want to lose that Hollywood job that you got up there, taking it up the ass by these producers. Oh, dude. Oh, no. You love it. You love it so much you decided to take it twice, three times, four times, five times. Hell, they ran a train on your behind. Then I ran out of holes to put it in. when you had the opportunity to stand up and say, we ain't going to take this. We don't deal with this stuff. This is not our people. This is not our culture. This is not our faith. And you preachers that set their idol and let these young men be effeminized, thanks to you, because you got into your lust and put something up in that little boy's spirit. Now he's an effeminate. And you wonder why a number of these young men in the churches are effeminate. It's because of you pastors have touched them, and you mothers have consented to it. This ass ain't any wrong. That's what you did. You set idle and you consent. You consent to this. And then when their issues come along, they want you to march right along with them, lockstep, just to make sure that the blacks and the Latinos are all in support of their cause. But when your problems come up and they start shooting you down and they start making excuses why you got shot, and they start picking sides and start helping with the GoFundMe to bail out some of these crooked-ass cops, they ain't nowhere to be found. Where the LGBT at now? Why ain't helping bail you out? They bailing these crooked-ass cops out so they can come back and get into a scuffle with you, and then they have to shoot your behind. They won't stand up for you, but they want you to stand up for their cause. That's why God has put Donald Trump over. God said, if you're going to side with them, you're going to be friends with them, you're going to hug her with them, you're going to kiss up on them, you're going to let them hit you in your butt, then I'm going to give you someone that's going to keep whooping your ass until you start begging for butt milk. He said, I'm going to put the bullwhip on y'all behind. And nothing more than Donald J. Trump coming with that bullwhip. And you best believe he's coming with that bullwhip. Because it's time for you to pay the bills. All the sin that you have taxed up, didn't think about changing. Didn't think about doing right. We know we all fall short of the glory. Don't get me wrong. We do. We as people do fall short of glory. I do at times. But you know what? Get my butt up and say, you know what? I'm going to do better this time. What y'all do? Y'all keep going down the rabbit hole until to the point to where you don't know which way it's up. Now it's too late. Now you're in too deep. And now y'all whining and crying and cursing, then telling about, well, you didn't vote, it's on you. You didn't vote, it's on you. Shut your stinking mouths up. You deserve what you got because you consented to a number of things you could have spoken out against. And the Lord is watching every one of us. Angels are watching us report for what we're doing. Even from you in the closet doing this, yes, the angel watching. Lord, he's jacking off this time. Or she's masturbating this time. Yeah, how many fingers? Oh, she got three fingers in there this time. This time she's using the cucumber. Yeah, that's all recorded. And you'll be called upon that in the day of judgment. Look at you. Now you begging the Lord to make us think this is not real. You had it coming. You sat there and you continued. You didn't separate yourselves from these wicked people. You sat there and you want to be wicked along with them. You even want to marry these people to be as wicked as they are. Now look at you. Look at you now. Now your gal Hillary didn't get her ass in there, so she can let you continue with that foolishness. The Lord sent a bullwhip now to get you to straighten up. This is your last opportunity to straighten up. Y'all should be assimilating right about now. You thought Obama's going to fix everything? You thought Barry's going to fix everything? You thought Barry was going to solve all your problems, your black Latino problems? Well, you know what Barry did? Barry helped the LGBT more than anybody, any president on the planet. Barry helped the illegals. Barry helped the Jewish people with their reparations as well. Barry helped the special interest groups. Barry didn't help black people. Barry didn't help Latino people. Barry helps the Native people. And you know Barry didn't help no poor white folk. And you can see their reaction by voting for Trump. That's why they say, make America great again. They see you in your degeneracy, and they have to think to themselves, we got to make this America great again, because they seen where it's fallen to. Oh, they're going to take it to the good old days. They're just going to start hanging black people. But those who believe that these people are going to start hanging black folks left and right and Donald Trump's going to get away with it are living in an altered state of reality. Very dangerous state of reality. Virtually paranoid. There is what you call the Second Amendment when they do try to. Stop acting like a victim. So the Lord says, you know what, I'm going to put a whoop on you to try to get you whipped into shape, to get yourselves together, to get right as men and women, to understand that not everyone is your friend. And you should work together. You should learn how to get along with each other. But you want to talk about, oh, Donald Trump is going to destroy the country. Hell, you can't even fix your own communities. You can't even tell the police who shot who because you don't want to snitch. So guess what? The shooting continues. And you want to talk about why Donald Trump is in. You know why Donald Trump is in. It's because you failed. Men, mainly us men, have failed. I'm talking about the ones who didn't was very vocal about what's going to happen and didn't listen to the ones who were giving you the warning sign, mocking the prophets, sat there and mocked me, mocked the prophets, mocked everybody with the same understanding, call me every name in the book, call the other prophets and the brothers and sisters out there every name in the book. Now look at you, now you get what you get. You got Donald Trump. Now deal with it while he whoops your ass with a belt. You deserve what you got. You deserve it. You deserve to get cruel. You deserve to be punished. You deserve to be cruel and brutalized. You deserve it. Because you sat idle and let other people run your agendas and your business and your faith. You allowed yourselves to be open and exposed to these people with no intention of helping you whatsoever, but to decimate you and beat you like a rag doll. And they did a good job at it. So don't come crying now, talking about, oh, I got a headache. Oh, Van Jones talking about, this is a white lashing. Shut up, nigga. You one of the reasons why we in the position we're in right about now. Your idleness. Your stupidity. Pathetic. Well, it's because you got that Yale degree like you know something. You just as white as they are with your Yale law degree. You ain't nothing but a white man with black face, Van Jones. Shut the hell up. You ain't making much progress. And again, what has Barry done for you? Besides look over you. Besides lecture you about being a family structure. Even though he represents the same party, maybe the family structure. And you people are willing to overlook critical things that goes against you. But all they have to say is Donald Trump's a racist, and that just washes away all of the wickedness that these other groups have done to you. And the laws, think about it, 30 years as a career politician, and she hasn't made no laws to help y'all. Obama been there for 8 years. He has passed more LGBT laws than any other president of the United States and has done nothing for you. Some of the Affordable Health Care Act is good for us. Are you using it? How much is your insurance? A lot of you don't want to admit your insurance is high as hell. Well, it's for the benefit of the people. Really? For who? People who want abortion? People who want sex changes? People who've been known to be drug users? Those people? Because the people that actually need it, guess what? It's difficult for them to get it. I don't give a damn if Donald Trump's a racist. Just by every last one of them is. You think Hillary Clinton loves black people? Remember what she said? Super predators that they need to be brought to heel. That's slave language. That's slave master language terms. That means you black Latin man need to be your dog and you need to be put down. And the only black woman that actually stood up and said something against it was an Ethiopian woman because she loved black men that much. All you other black, American black women stood by, stayed idle, and smiled. You know, the same ones who, if your so-called man or baby daddy doesn't do what you want him to do, you call that white law officer that you so-called hate so much and protest talking about Black Lives Matter on him and have him locked up because he didn't comply to your terroristic demand. That same white police officer that you hate is the same one you would put on your baby daddy to lock him up. But you want to scream that the cops are racist. They ain't racist when they come to pick your baby daddy up. They your best friend. They your tag team partner. So you can't say that they racist and that they evil when they're doing the work that you desire them. Someone come in and talk about, I don't deal with evil people. Maybe you need to look in the mirror, sister. You accept this evil. You accept all the evil that you should have went up against. Now the Lord is coming back to making you pay in it tenfold. Y'all people accept evil. Y'all people overlook evil. Y'all people play with evil. You tempt yourselves with evil. You can't call someone evil when you sit up there and you're a supporter of pain and evil. So, what makes you any better than Donald J. Trump? You talking about cultural appropriation. Only time you can talk about cultural appropriation when you start to stop trying to look like the other nation. You deserve what you got. I ain't unapologetic about it either. I'm not apologizing for what needs to be said. You blacks, you Hispanics, you even little nasty white folks deserve what you got. You deserve Donald Trump. Van Jones, go to hell. You can go along. You can leave along with the rest of them who claim they're going to leave when he gets in. Miley Cyrus, I will borrow money out the bank tomorrow just to get your ass out of here. Samuel Jackson, I love you, brother. I want you to stay, but if you feel like you need what you got to do, fine. Spike, of course, Spike going back to Brooklyn. Whoopi, I never cared about you anyway. You ain't nothing but an Andrew Mama anyway. So, That just tell you right there how I feel about you. You ain't nothing but an Angel Mama anyway. So I don't see why you upset since you and your mama. But hey, it is what it is. This is an indictment on you people who sat idly and let others run your affairs and let others corrupt your faith, corrupt your communities, destroy them inside out. Allow your children to be taught this sick stuff that is now being broadcast. Why do you think a lot of these damn teachers are now up there messing with your kids? Because they now got access to them because you have given them consent to do so. You have consented them to engage in these type of activities. That is why they are conditioning your children to be accustomed to these type of pedophilic behaviors. You know the world's coming down to the ground. Used to be cover girl. Now they got cover boy. Got some boy with some makeup, hat turned back to the side, a nose ring, lipstick, lip gloss on, eyeliner, eyelashes, looking like he want to kiss another man on his penis. And y'all congratulate that foolishness? Y'all support all this sickness that God has told you that he's against, and he tells you why he's against it. But y'all think y'all know more than God. Oh, God, I don't know what the hell you talking about. We are beyond that understanding. How the hell you think you know more than God when he created your ass? And then you want to beg God when shit hits the fan. When a cop shoots one of y'all niggas down or one of y'all people down, don't come crying. Because that means God is trying to get you straight back in line. That's what it is. How many more God has to have to be executed in order for y'all to get it together? 100, 200, 300? How many more does God have to put to death for y'all to get it together? How many more? That's how my God is love. Oh, yeah, God is just. He is just, too. He makes righteous judgments. And if that means put a number of y'all to death, then he'll do it. Think about it. He killed off a number of the Israelites in order for the other set, new generation, to get back to get into the new land. Because he didn't want that old mind state coming into the new land. Baal, Ra, Horus, Ramses. That's what God killed your ancestors for, worshiping Egyptology. But here come y'all niggas now, worshiping Egyptology. You mess, worshiping Sangergeen. Bulagi. God killed y'all for worshiping Egyptian idols. And so now y'all are back to worshiping Egyptian idols. So why are you surprised when one of these corrupt police officers, white corrupt police officers, shoot y'all in the back 52 times and then manage to be acquitted? And then get his house paid off, get bailed out of jail, and get relocated to start a whole new life. You know, the same God is now allowing y'all to get disease, AIDS, syphilis, herpes, A, B, C, and D. Something for y'all food for thought. This is Jack Newtown. I will be around Friday, 8:00 p.m. Central Time.